कुंज विहारे जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारे जय राधा माधव जय कुंज विहारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर दारे जय गिरिवर दारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर दारे जय गिरिवर दारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर दारे जय गिरिवर दारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर दारे जय गिरिवर दारे जय यशोदनंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यशोद जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यमुना तीर बनचारे जय कुंज बिहारे जय यमुना तिरवन चारे जय कुंज बिहारे जय यमुना तिरवन चारे जय कुंज बिहारे जय यमुना तिरवन चारे जय कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर दारे जय गिरिवर दारे जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय जय गिरिवर दारे जय यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यशोद नंदन जय व्रज जन रंजन जय यमुना तिरवन चारे जय कुंज बिहारे जय यमुना तिरवन चारे जय कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारे जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai 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 Radha Ramana Hare Govinda 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 Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hare Govinda Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hare Govinda Jai Jai Gauranitai Jai Gauranitai Jai Gauranitai Jai Gauranitai Jai Gauranitai 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 Jai Gauranitai Jai Gauranitai Jai Gauranitai Jai Gauranitai Jai Gauranitai Jai Gauranitai Gauranitai Jai Gauranitai Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jai Jagannath Swami Jai Jagannath Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jai Jagannath Swami Jai Jagannath Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami नयना पतगामी बाबा तुम्हें जय राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे जय राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे जय राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ श्री राधे जय राधा वल्लभ जय राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे जय लक्ष्मी नरसिंह जय लक्ष्मी नरसिंह जय लक्ष्मी नरसिंह जय लक्ष्मी नरसिंह लक्ष्मी नरसिंह लक्ष्मी नरसिंह जय लक्ष्मी नरसिंह जय प्रहलाद नरसिंह प्रहलाद नरसिंह जय प्रहलाद नरसिंह जय प्रहलाद नरसिंह प्रहलाद नरसिंह जय जय प्रहलाद नरसिंह जय प्रहलाद नरसिंह जय प्रहलाद महाराज 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 जय महाराज जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद 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 जय प्रभुपद प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय हरे कृष्णा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय 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 ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुर्वुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा माह्यं दधाति स्वापथान्तिकं जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासति गौरभक्त बृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं वंघुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15
The title of the chapter is Instructions for the Civilized Human Beings. Text number 25. Rajas tamas cha satvena satvam sopasamena cha eta sarvam guru bhaktya purusho hi anjasa jayet. Rajastamascha satvena rajastamascha satvena satvam sopasamena cha satvam sopasamena cha etat sarvam guru bhaktya etat sarvam guru bhaktya purusho hi anjasa jayet purusho hi anjasa jayet rajastamascha satvena satvam sopasamena cha etat sarvam guru bhaktya purusho hi anjasa jayet rajastamascha satvena satvam sopasamena cha etat sarvam guru bhaktya purusho hi anjasa jayet rajastamascha satvena satvam sopasamena cha etat sarvam guru bhaktya purusho hi anjasa jayet rajastamascha satvena satvam sopasamena cha etat sarvam guru bhaktya purusho hi anjasa jayet rajastamascha satvena satvam sopasamena cha etat sarvam gurur bhaktya purusho hi anjasa jayet rajastamascha satvena asatvam sopasamena cha etat sarvam guru bhaktya purusho hi anjasa jayet mataji rajasamasta satvena vyatvam sopasamena cha etat sarvam guru bhaktya purusho hi anjasa jaye rajastamascha satvena
sarvam yogasena
etat sarvam guru bhaktya purusho hi anjasa jaye Raja Tama, the modes of passion and ignorance, cha and satvena, by developing the mode of goodness, satvam, the mode of goodness, cha also upasamena, by giving up attachment, cha and etat, these, sarvam, all, Gurau unto the spiritual master. Bhaktya, by rendering service in devotion. Purushaha, a person. He indeed. Anjasa, easily. Jaye, can conquer. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. One must conquer the modes of passion and ignorance by developing the mode of goodness. And then one must become detached from the mode of goodness by promoting oneself to the platform of Suddha Sattva. All this can be automatically done if one engages in the service of the spiritual master with faith and devotion. In this way, one can conquer the influence of the modes of nature. Translation responsively, please. One must conquer the modes of passion and ignorance by developing the mode of goodness. And then one must become detached from the mode of goodness by promoting oneself the platform of Suddha Sattva. All this can be automatically done if one engages in the service of the spiritual master with faith and devotion. In this way, one can conquer the influence of the modes of nature. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Just by treating the root cause of an ailment, one can conquer all bodily pains and sufferings. Similarly, if one is devoted and faithful to the spiritual master, he can conquer the influence of Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna very easily. Yogis and jnanis practice in many ways to conquer the senses. But the bhakta immediately attains the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the mercy of the spiritual master. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat. If the spiritual master is favorably inclined, one naturally receives the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, one immediately becomes transcendental, conquering all the influences of Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna and Tamo Guna within this material world. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Sa Gunan Samati Taityan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. If one is pure devotee acting under the direction of the Guru, one easily gets the mercy of the Supreme Lord and thus becomes immediately situated in the transcendental platform. This is explained in the next verse. So, we are continuing reading on the instructions of the civilized human beings, where this topic where we are discussing about the three gunas. Because three gunas are so important that Krishna dedicates one whole chapter in Bhagavad Gita for that, actually. Why Lord Krishna would go that far to explain these three modes of material nature. If it is not important, Krishna would not have bothered to talk about three modes of material nature. Because it is very, very important. The whole 14th chapter is dedicated talking about these three modes of material nature. So it is very important how why we are existing in the material world and what is binding us and how we can get disentangled from this world, all these things based on these three modes of material nature. So that's why now it's very important for us to understand as sadhakas. We are trying. We are all trying. We are not, sometimes when we say devotees, who are devotees? Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Narada Muni, Parikshit Maharaj, Ambarish. They are all devotees, actually. That's why when we address ourselves, we are aspiring devotees. We are aspiring only. Most of the time perspiring. But we are aspiring devotees. We are trying to aspire to be devotees only. They are the actual devotees. But we are also following in the footsteps. Just we are also one day, because we are following the right path, one day there is a good chances that we also become devotees. So we should not be very proud that, okay, now I have become, now I just already chanted 1 month, 16 rounds. Now I already become a devotee. Why the Pushpa Vimana has not started coming? You know, like it's, so no, we should not think like that. We are just starting, aspiring to be devotee. One day, by the mercy of the Lord, by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, we may also get little bit of taste, little bit of desire to perform devotional service. So Srila Prabhupada, that's why he says in this purport very nicely, just by treating the root cause of an ailment, one can conquer all bodily pains and sufferings. Why Prabhupada says about the root cause of the body? Why he is talking about that? Any idea?
False ego.
Huh?
By false ego.
Yeah, false ego is there. But he is saying, by just treating the root cause of the bodily ailments, what Prabhupada means actually, what next sentence, what is Prabhupada going to say? Not in the purport, but he means that. By just, yeah, no, no, just, see, he says, just by treating the root cause of an ailment, one can conquer all the bodily pains and sufferings. Prabhupada says, just understanding the root cause of the whole universe, whole world, then we can also solve our predicament. That's what Prabhupada says. So Prabhupada just says that, and then the rest we have to understand, no? Like that's what. So somehow, no, when Guru says something, we have to understand. Then what he means that, no? Next, what is the next sentence? Not in the purport. Next sentence. What does he mean by that statement? He's saying just by treating the root cause of an ailment, one can conquer all bodily pains and suffering. Same way, by just understanding the root cause of the whole universe, Krishna. Krishna. By understanding Krishna, we can understand how we can get out of this entanglement. So that is why that knowledge is important. So we all know sometimes, you know, we have a treatment. Doctors, you go for treatment and just give one treatment, and then that will create some other problem. One solution that will create another problem. So we don't want to that type of. We want to go to the root of the problem and then try to solve the problem. So that way, you know, it may take some time, no problem, but we should address that way. Same way, we have to understand the root cause of everything. Who is the root cause of everything? And then we understand, then how whole thing fixes upon. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says in that statement, and we have the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, so knowledge of Krishna. The whole Bhagavad Gita, so many places Krishna gives knowledge. But the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, especially Krishna talks about the inferior nature, superior nature, and how he is the taste of water, rasoham apsu kaunte. All this in Krishna explains, and after that he makes the statement here. It's very interesting. The seventh chapter, verse number 12. Yechaiva sattvika bhava rajasa tamasaschaye matta yeveti tan viddi natvaham tesh temayi. I'll just read the translation. Know that all states of being, be they of goodness, passion or ignorance, are manifested by my energy. I am in one sense everything, but I am independent. I am not under the modes of material nature, for they, on the contrary, are within me. Srila Prabhupada explains this in the translation. So it is, Krishna explains about all his knowledge, and then he says, all that states of being, goodness, passion and ignorance, are manifested by my energy. I am in one sense everything. Krishna is everything. And that I am independent, but I am independent. I am not under the modes of material nature, for they, on the contrary, are within me. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, all material activities in the world are being conducted under the three modes of material nature. That's what why we have to understand this. Because although these essential material modes of nature are emanations from the Supreme Lord, Krishna, he is not subject to them. For instance, under the state laws, one may be punished, but the king, the lawmaker, is not subject to that law. Similarly, all the modes of material nature, goodness, passion and ignorance, are emanations from the Supreme Lord Krishna, but Krishna is not subject to material nature. We have to understand that very clearly. Even though Krishna appears, Krishna performs these activities, Krishna does so many things, but Krishna is not affected by that. Krishna already says that in one place, fourth chapter. Any clue, anyone? Not Mahatma Prabhu. Mahatma Prabhu will know everything, and Sri Chaitanya, they all know. But I'm just asking, anyone remember? Krishna says about his activities and his appearance and activities in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, verse number 9. That also we can give a clue. No, that one. This is a different one. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvataha tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. That shloka also coming. Devi Hesha Gudamai also is coming. It's not a, Mahatma Prabhu cannot say anything wrong. It's coming up. So Krishna appearance and activities are transcendental. It is not that we have our activities, but Krishna's activities are not completely transcendental. It's nothing to do with the material world. Whatever Krishna does is completely beyond any kind of blemish or beyond any kind of criticism. Even though people criticize, that is a different thing. But that Krishna's activities are completely transcendental. Nothing to do with the material. Whatever you see, some resemblance of that in the material world, that is nothing to do with that actually. We have to understand that very clearly. Because if you don't understand that, then we'll have Krishna is also another king, another person, another famous person. Like if we start thinking like that, then the whole thing is lost actually. That's why Prabhupada says in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, we have to understand Bhagavad Gita in the spirit of Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita. And finally Arjuna says, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavam, Purusham, Saswatam, Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam Vibhum. He is not just flattering him. Prabhupada immediately says, in the next purport he says, Ahustva rishayha sarve devarishi naratastata asito devalo vyasaha swayam saiva bravishima. He's corroborating whatever the other acharyas are saying, other great personalities are saying. This is what we have to understand. If you understand Krishna like that, then you don't have to take birth again in the material world. No need. Why have to? What is there to check out here actually? If somebody says, I want to go and check it out. What is there to check it out? It's the same thing again and again. Puna punas charvita charvananam. Prahlad Maharaj says, again chewing the chewed. What is there to check out here actually? Unless otherwise you are checking out something about devotional service or enhancing devotional service, something you check it out here. Otherwise there is nothing to check out. So Prabhupada, Krishna says, then Mahatma Prabhu Sloka is coming here. Tribir Gunamayir Bhavai Ebihi Sarvam Idam Jagat Mohitam Nabi Janati Naham Ebhya Mam Ebhya Paramam Avyayam. Deluded by the three modes of goodness, passion and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. Krishna is above the modes. And he says, then he says all the problems, but then the solution is Daivi Hesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya Mameva Ye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. Then Krishna gives a solution also. So if Krishna always gives problem, then who will be enthusiastic actually? Oh, Krishna says the material world is that. Then everybody, what should I do? I come here. Now I am stuck here. I can't do anything. No, you can't do here. That's why Daivi Hesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya. Krishna says that sloka, 14th sloka, the divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. Krishna acknowledges that. Krishna doesn't say that, oh yeah, ho jayega. No, it's not like that. Krishna says it's very difficult to overcome. Same way Krishna said about the mind. What did he say about the mind? Sanchalam, very good, she says, to the point. Sanchalam hi mana Krishna pramati balavadridam tasyaham nigraham vanye vayu revacha dushkaram. Arjuna said, he said, asamshayam mahabaho manodur nigraham charam. Yeah, undoubtedly the mind will be like that. If the mind is not like that, then you have to go to the psychologist and check it out. What is happening? My mind is very stable, everything is working fine. What is happening? You have to go the other way around. Not that normally people go and the mind is disturbed, they will go. But if the mind is very stable, you have to go. No, normally Bhagavad Gita says like that my mind is very stable, very, very, equilibrium, I'm in equilibrium, there is something wrong. You have to go like that. So here, that is Daivi Hesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya. Mama Maya is Duratyaya. It's not easy. But Krishna gives a formula. Mam eva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. That is the secret actually. That is the secret of overcoming these modes of material. Otherwise these material modes of nature, very, very, very difficult. Srila Prabhupada says in the next line itself, Prabhupada says, Yogis and Jnanis practice in many ways to conquer the senses, but the Bhakta immediately attains the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the mercy of the spiritual master. Can somebody think of a yogi and jnani who tried to attain perfection and then could not achieve perfection? Yes, if you... Sorry? Vishwamitra? Vishwamitra, you meant Vishwamitra? Okay. Anyone? Any other one? Anyone else? There are many. I'm also checking with you only. Not that I know everything. don't think that I've understood everything. And no, I'm also checking. See, he helped me, Vishwamitra. Anybody else you can think of? Saubhari. Like this only. See, you don't have to be a... You don't have to scratch your brain so much, you know, like just whatever you heard, just you can say that. Saubhari Muni, correct? Saubhari Muni was one Muni, he thought outside is a lot of disturbance actually. What did he do? He went inside the water. Okay, I will go inside the water and meditate. There also problem. He got into the trouble actually. Anybody else? Like this, anybody else got into problem? Huh? Bharat Maharaj. Yeah, small problem. Yeah, anybody else? Lord Shiva is a different category, but still, yeah. Lord Shiva is... anyway, we are going to talk about Lord Shiva. In Suddha Sattva, we are going to talk about it. Anybody else? Durvasa Muni, yes. Yeah. Very important, Durvasa Muni. This is what we have to remember. See, sir, when we are reading Shastra, when we are hearing something, we have to do the takeaway. What is the takeaway for us? Right? Today, khichdi and salad is the takeaway. That takeaway we will never forget actually. Dabba hai, yes, ready, everything. I also have a dabba. Don't think that I am criticizing you. I also have a dabba, plastic dabba there. Right? The takeaway has to be there. What is the takeaway? What do we have? Today I am sitting here. I have sacrificed my 45 minutes or 1 hour of time sitting here. This fellow keeps on saying something. There should be something we have to take it away. Not that my words, but what Prabhupada said, what Narada Muni says, what Prahlad Maharaj says. That should take away. You don't have to take my word. It's not useful anyway. But you have to take something away from this. You have sacrificed your time. You sacrifice, you work $20 hour, $30 hour, sometimes hourly work. No? Like I may not be able to give you money, but at least we have to take something from this attending the session, whatever Prabhupada's purport, Prabhupada's reading. You have to get something. That should be the mood, not just, okay, 8:15, okay. Another 45 minutes, this fellow is going to go, okay. that mood actually. That. Anyway, it will go, no problem. Whether you sit outside the class, will finish anyway. But we have to have... Today I have come here, so let me take whatever, if I can do this, and then if it is going to be helpful in my life, let me do something. You know, now you are stuck, the doors are still open, you can go, but still almost you are stuck actually. So you have to do that way. So the takeaway, what is the takeaway? We have to see, we have come here, and we, all the jnanis and yogis, they all struggled, suffering, and very, very difficult situation. But the devotee, it's very, very easy. His position is very, very simple. Haridas Thakur, very easy. Ambarish Maharaj, very easy. Dhruva Maharaj, very easy. Prahlad Maharaj, very easy. See, completely opposite. Other people are struggling. The other person are like just a cakewalk actually. They're just going through easily. So what is the secret? Because their dependency on the Lord. They're completely dependent on the Lord. No, indeed. Ambarish Maharaj. Yeah, unflinching faith. Because Durvasa Muni was a great yogi, but Ambarish Maharaj was a raja, king, grahastha. He didn't, he consulted also. He didn't do anything whimsically. So the Dwadasi Paran time is finishing, so what should I do? He consulted, and then, but Durvasa Muni wanted to have a argument, and finally he got into big trouble. So much so, he could go to Brahma Loka, he could go to Shiva Loka, he can go to Vaikuntha Loka, and he can have darshan of Lord Vishnu. Even in that situation also, Lord Vishnu said, no, I can't help. That is Lord Vishnu. He is Bhakta Vatsal. Because he could have said, okay, that's all right. No. He says, my dear Brahmana, I can't do anything. Sadavo hridayam mahyam, sadhu naam hridayam toham, madanetana janati, naham tebhyo manokabhi. My dear Brahmana, the best course of action for you is to fall at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj. If Ambarish forgives you, then only everything will, the sakra will go back. Otherwise, you are not going to be spared. So that is the thing. So how much Lord is attached to the devotee? Because my devotee has been offended. Lord does not take it very, that's all right. No, Lord takes it very seriously. Very seriously. Lord Krishna took very seriously. Draupadi Maharani was insulted. Krishna took it very seriously. Even though Draupadi might not have taken that much seriously, or Arjuna, or Yudhishthira Maharaj, or other Pandavas, they might not have taken that seriously. But Krishna took it very seriously. That is very, very important for us also. Like the devotee, whatever devotee says is very, very... serious for him actually. That's why Kaunteya prati janehi name bhakta pranam. Why he is asking Kaunteya? You declare. Why can't he himself declare? He is the supreme Lord. He can declare like now I am protecting. No, Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati, my devotee will not be vanquished. He can say that, but he made Arjuna to say that. Why? Because for Krishna, if a devotee says something, that is much more important than his own statement, actually. So we have to understand like that, actually. So here Prabhupada says, yogis and jnanis just practice in many ways to conquer the senses, but the bhakta immediately attains the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the mercy of the spiritual master. Spiritual master is very, very important. In the life, wherever you go, whether in the material world, whether you go by car or tram or anywhere you go, you need some guidance. Correct? Anybody can say that I don't need any guidance, I am supremely independent, I can go and go anywhere. No, you can't do. You go in the car, you need a GPS or whatever that thing, you need that. Without that, you can't go. Half of the address, you don't know, you need that. Wherever you go, you go to the work in the office, you need some guidance. If you go to the office, say, I know everything, just anyway, you tell me what I have to do. Then anybody is going to talk to you? Nobody will talk to you. Yes, you be a little bit patient, little bit humble. Can you please explain what it is? Then everybody will jump out and help you. Same way, everywhere in the universe, everywhere, whatever walk of life we are, that we take assistance. But when you took spiritual life, oh, I am alone, I will do everything my own, I am my own guru, I am self-made guru. All this nonsense comes actually. Oh, nobody can be. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came, they also accepted guru. What is there Krishna to accept a guru actually? He knows everything actually. Does he have to understand anything or does he have to do anything? No. But he accepted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted guru. All the acharyas, they accepted a guru. Why? Yes, Prabhu.
Guru Pada Ashraya,
yeah. That is the first principle, Guru Ashraya. So yeah, they all accepted that. Yeah, why they accepted that? Because that is the way. That is the way of getting knowledge. There is Aroha Panta, Avaroha Panta. This is like, you keep on researching, and then that's it. Nothing happened. You come to a conclusion, no conclusion. But Avaroha Panta, you just understand in the descendant process of knowledge, then you know everything clearly. So that is why here the spiritual master thing is very important actually. We have to, everywhere we accept authority. Everywhere nowhere we can say that I don't any accept authority. Everywhere accept authority. You have electricity, water, gas, everywhere there's some authority there, they supply. But Krishna is supplying sun, moon, water, air, oxygen, hydro, everything he is supplying for eons actually. And then we completely ignore. It's his duty he is doing. Like we assume that it is his duty and then we just forget. We are not, there is no thanksgiving for Krishna, there is nothing like no acknowledgement that Krishna has kindly provided gratis. There is no bill coming, oxygen bill is, now oxygen bill is coming actually, because the COVID is finished. Otherwise oxygen cylinder bill, there is other cylinder bill, everything bills are coming. Now we are expert in that, but Krishna has given everything free. That is why we have to, somehow we have to go to that place. That's why Krishna comes also. It's like a salesman. Krishna comes to this level actually. Can anyone say Krishna has come to this level? Na tadbhasayate suryo, na sasanko, na pavakah, yadghatvana nivartante, tadhama paramama. He says there is no need of sun, no need of, don't have to worry about the bills actually. No need of sun, no need of moon, no need of electricity. You don't have to do all these things. You come back to my place. You can be eternally with me. Natad bhasayate suryo, na sasanko na pavakah, yad gatvara nivartante. You come to my place, tad dhama paramama. That is my abode. No? Sometimes we see in the newspaper, no? Come to Malaysia, come to Singapore, come to Bali, come here, come there. No? Advertisement. No? Like Krishna is also, like he is very, very, he is saying when this fellow is just going to turn his face towards him. He is waiting actually. We are waiting this side. Krishna is also waiting. Somehow we just turn little bit. That's it. Krishna catches, no? You know, for a good sense. Not Krishna catches or not nothing. Krishna catches in the positive catching. Krishna is catching. Oh, you are showing some interest. That's it. That immediately he sends. Guru, Krishna, Sadhu, Shastra, all the prasad, everything comes actually. That's why Krishna sees that thing has to come from us. That desire has to come from us actually. Not, Krishna is not going to force you like now you become Krishna conscious, otherwise finished. No, Krishna is not going to say that actually. Krishna is saying, okay, you understand, if you want to become Krishna conscious, then I will make all. Even otherwise also he is helping. Who is all the atheist? Who is providing them water? Who is providing them air? Who is providing them all the necessities? Who is providing? Somebody else? No, that is also Krishna only providing. That is why Krishna's merciful nature. You can sit on some mat, please. Yeah. Some mat you can give to Prabhu, this Prabhu. Yeah. So, that is, Krishna is providing. He provides for everything, for the atheist and the theist also. But the devotee, what he understands, he appreciates, Krishna, you are very kindly, what can I do for you? I try to do something for, Krishna doesn't need anything for that matter. You have to understand, Krishna is Atmaram, he is self-sufficient. He does not need anything external to make him happy. But we have 1,000 things, 100 things, 1,000 things, still we are not happy. We have so many things. That one is this, mobile phone, this, everything is there. Still we are, something is missing, something is lacking in our life. Krishna is not like that. Krishna accepts that because the devotee offers that. Krishna accepts that. Bhakti. Bhaktiyamam abhijanati. Because of bhakti, something is offered to Krishna. Krishna accepts that. Otherwise, Krishna does not have any obligation. So Prabhupada says in the spiritual master, through the mercy of the spiritual master, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. If the spiritual master is favorably inclined, one naturally receives the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, one immediately becomes transcendental, conquering all the influence of Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna, and Tamo Guna within this material world. So here, this sloka we sing every day. Yasya prasadat, bhagavat prasadat, yasya prasadat, nagati kutopi, dhyayan stuvam tasya yasastri sandhyam, vande gurum sri charanaravindam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the benediction of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Therefore, I should always remember and praise the spiritual master. At least 3 times a day, I should offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. So this is a... Let's say Srila Prabhupada instituted this program, morning, Subha Savere. Morning only we just try to meditate on that, what Krishna has given this. Yasya prasadat, bhagavat prasadat, yasya prasadat, na gati kutopi. Because there is no hope. There is no hope other than the mercy of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada has kindly come here, started this. Otherwise, where we will be? I don't know. I know where I will be. But you may be different places. Maybe you may be already in some sattva guna. Already you may be performed. But I know. Because our situation is very, very precarious situation actually. Somehow, by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, we have been saved. And we don't want to be complacent. That is very important in spiritual life. We don't want to be complacent. Today, we are able to understand Bhagavad Gita. We have to understand Bhagavatam. We are able to chant Hare Krishna. So we have to continue this actually. If you are a little bit complacent, that's it. No? Like whatever happened to Durvasa Muni, whatever happened to different personalities can happen to all of us actually. We will be already in trouble only. But still, the only saving grace is the holy name. Chanting of Hare Krishna, reading of Bhagavad Gita, reading of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is why we need the mercy of the Lord. Mercy of the Lord comes in the form of spiritual master. Because it's very difficult. There is, I think Mahatma Prabhu is there. I will ask this. What is that sloka, Prabhu? Guru Govinda? Don't know. What is it? Can you say? Yeah. Yeah. Guru, if a Guru and Krishna, as a Guru and Krishna comes, whose feet you will touch first? Guru's feet. Why? Because you may not know that is Govinda. You may think it's somebody else. So Guru is the one who is teaching, oh, this is Govinda. That is, Guru is a transcendental via media. Transcendental via media. And he can show who is Krishna. Even Krishna may stand in front of you. Krishna was standing in front of Duryodhan. Did Duryodhan understand? No. Because why? This is 3 modes of material. He thinks now he went to the level that I want to go to capture him. He wanted to capture Krishna. He has captured the whole universe. So he wants to capture Krishna. It's not possible. So that is why Guru teaches. Guru teaches like who is Krishna. That is why it is more important. If you worship Guru, then automatically Krishna will be pleased. And Krishna is very, very... Actually, who is Guru? Guru is an external manifestation of Krishna. That's it. Krishna is there as a Chaita Guru, as a spiritual master, as a Paramatma, he is guiding also. Everyone is guiding. But sometimes, like external, the internal guiding is there, and we are very good actually. Like alarm put into snooze. Internal guiding is there. Krishna says something, okay. Krishna, that's... We'll just ignore. But sometimes external, somebody will hold, hey, That's a guru. Guru is a heavy. Prabhupada says in another place, guru means heavy. Guru has to be heavy only, no? Because if we are in the situation, we are kind of entangled in the situation, so we have to disentangle. So guru, sometimes the words can be a little bit cutting. It has to be there. Otherwise, how you are going to cut actually? How you to cut this, get out of the entanglement? So Prabhupada says in the purport, he naturally receives the mercy of the Supreme Lord, and by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, one immediately becomes transcendental, conquering all the influences, sattva, rajo and tamo guna within this material world. That's why Krishna says in the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, how we should seek the knowledge. Does anyone know which sloka? Not Mahatma Prabhu. Krishna says, how to approach the spiritual master, how to get the knowledge. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upatekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshinaha. Tadviti pranipatena. First, the process is, it's not like go to the guru, start challenging. Okay, where is God? Can you show me God? No? Not that type of challenge. Tadviti pranipatena. There should be some humility, some humbleness should be there. Some service has to be there. Once you do some service, then automatically things will be revealed. Tadviti pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. Then seva, some seva you perform. Then upatekshanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. As once there's a vice chancellor of Banaras Hindu University, he came to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. He had some philosophical questions. He's not an ordinary person, he's a very vice chancellor of big university, Banaras Hindu University. So he had some philosophical question to ask. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, he was a little bit busy, he said, there are some people help doing some work in the adjacent room, some devotional activity, some maybe cleaning something, washing something, helping something. Yeah, can you help them little bit and come? So he said, okay, he helped. But yeah, he had a respect. No? If you ask me to, why the hell I should go there? Why should I asking me to go there? He didn't do that because he had a respect for the guru, Acharya. So he went there and he did wash, maybe cleaned something, half an hour, 1 hour. Then he called. Then what was your question, sir? My questions are already answered, actually. He didn't give any answer, but his questions are already answered. Well, how did the question got answered? How did the question get answered? Any idea? Some my WhatsApp message came to him. How did he? Yes. Yeah. Because he is engaged in devotional service, then Krishna as a Paramatma, as a Chaitya Guru, he gives the understanding. He gives the understanding. Krishna says in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, what is he says? The 4th chatur sloki, he gives the understanding. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvaham dadhami buddhi yoham tam yenamam upayanti. How to come back to him? He only gives the rasta. You don't have to worry about that. You don't worry about all these things actually. You engage in devotional service, Krishna will give you the Google Map link. You don't worry about that. Krishna will send you that. Krishna will send you the rasta by which you can come. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvaham dadami buddhi yoham tam yenamam upayantite. By that you can come back to me. Krishna will give the knowledge. So Krishna is reciprocating. What is needed? Tesham satata yuktanam. We have to engage in devotional service. It's not like a, some kind of okay, 4-to-5 business. No? It is satata yuktanam. Krishna is that way a little bit very demanding personality. Yes, he is demanding. Why? For our benefit only he is demanding. Not that one more extra devotee has come, Krishna is now going to jump up and down. Okay, one more devotee has come. One didn't come, he is going to suffer. No, it is for our benefit Krishna is demanding something from us actually. You do something. Anyway, you are doing, you are going to eat. Anyway, you are eating, just offer that to me. Why you are offering? Krishna is not hungry. Because you are acknowledging the fact that it belongs to Krishna. I am just taking the, partaking the remnants. That's it. That's what Krishna just sees that only. The bhava he is seeing. All the vastu is not that keen. With the bhava you are offering that to Krishna. Krishna is ready to accept that. Prabhupada continues. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Sa gunan samati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. If one, so this is, Prabhupada talks about that, in that ಮಾಂಛಯೋ ಅವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗೇನ ಸೇವತೆ ಸ ಗುಣಾನ್ ಸಮತೀತೈತಾನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಭೂಯಾಯ ಕಲ್ಪತೆ. ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಎಂಗೇಜಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅನಲಾಯ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ದ ಮೋಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ದ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಪ್ಲಾಟ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಟ್ರಿಕ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ. ಟ್ರಿಕ್ ಈಸ್ ಮಾಂಛಯೋ ಅವ್ಯಭಿಚಾರೇಣ. ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಸತತ ಯುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ. This is, that's what Srimad Bhagavatam also says, the same thing. Anya Abhilash, this is like a, what is that definition? Without any motivation, without any interruption. This thing is needed. With that only we can capture Krishna. Here we are talking about conquering actually. Conquering the modes of material nature. Krishna's name is called Ajita. Ajita means, any Ajits here? No Ajit here. Okay, no problem. Ajita. Ajita means unconquerable. That person is unconquerable. But that unconquerable person becomes conquered. How? By pure devotion. Krishna was Ajita, Damodar. But he became conquered by Yashodamayi. Not because of the rope, because of the love. Same way, we can hear the three modes of... You can conquer Krishna. What is the point in just conquering three modes of material nature? Easily you can conquer if we surrender to Krishna. That's why he says, one who engages in unalloyed devotional service, alloy, unalloyed, what is unalloyed? Prabhupada uses this word. And very. Prabhupada's words are very, very special actually. All the words he coins and uses, some words we have not seen in our life, you know, like previously whatever little English we know. Alloy, you know, like normally that there is alloy, you just add this to the metal. So unalloyed devotional service. There is no milavat, like there is no mixed things. Unalloyed devotional service. He says... that transcends the modes of material nature and is immediately elevated to the spiritual platform. For that, what is needed? Avyabhicharena. Without any failing, without any interruption. Not that today I am feeling good, I will perform devotional service. Today I am feeling a little bit this down, I am not going to perform, forget it. Not that. Whether I am in good position or bad position, whether you give me darshan or you make me broken hearted, you are my worshipful Lord unconditionally. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. He says, today you have given me darshan, okay, very good Krishna. Today you are not giving me anything, okay, you are, no, I am not bothered about you. No, not like that. Whether you keep me broken hearted, you make me happy. Still you are my worshipful Lord. If a person comes to that stage, for him this nothing. He doesn't have to do anything in this world. He can just go back to God. So Prabhupada concludes that if one is a pure devotee acting under the directions of the Guru, one easily gets the mercy of the Supreme Lord and thus becomes immediately situated on the transcendental platform. This is the way of getting into the transcendental platform. Krishna says also in Bhagavad Gita, the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nishtraigunya Bhavarjuna. Traigunya Vishaya Veda. These three gunas are mainly like a dealing in this thing. We have to get out of that. Sometimes people think, like, oh, I'm just, especially in the prison, like people, a lot of people are going to prison nowadays. So they say, oh, give me the first class prison. Like, first class prison means there will be newspaper, will be there, air condition will be there, bed will be there, sofa will be there. That is first class prison. He is very happy. You want to get out of the prison. What is the point in going, I was in the third class prison, now they give me second class prison, now they have elevated me to the first class prison. But when are you going to get out of the prison? So that is our problem. The modes of material nature also like that only. Somebody is in the mode of ignorance. So ignorance, you have to come to the passion, rajas. And then from rajas, you get to sattva. And you don't stay in sattva. That's why Srila Prabhupada says in the translation, he says, no, you have to surpass the sattva and you have to go to the suddha sattva. Somebody was talking about Lord Shiva. So this is Lord Shiva says something. I just want to read out today morning. I was thinking... Lord Shiva, the context is here. Lord Shiva is situated in the arena and Daksha Prajapati is entering the everybody is standing up, but Lord Shiva is not standing up actually. So Lord Shiva, that particular pastime, he was a son-in-law of Daksha Prajapati. So Daksha gets very angry. So then that context, there is a, he is talking to Mother Sati. Sattam visuttam vasudeva sabditam yad yate tatra puman apavruta sattvecha tasmin bhagavan vasudevo hi atokshajo mi namasa vidyate. So the translation goes like that. I am always, and this is Lord Shiva saying, for that, how, what Lord Shiva is saying. I am always engaged in offering obeisance to Lord Vasudeva in pure consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Vasudeva is revealed without any covering. Without any covering. Yeah, person, we are also performing devotional service. I may be in the mode of ignorance, mode of passion, mode of goodness, whatever may be. That is also devotional service. But Vasudeva is completely revealed without any covering in the Suddha Sattva. Lord Shiva is saying, I am always meditating on the Supreme Lord. That is Lord Shiva's position. Very, very great position. It's not like we should not compare Lord Shiva to, Lord Shiva also happened to him, I'm also happened. You know, we can't compare ourselves to Krishna or Vishnu the same way we can't compare. They are all great Vaishnavanam Yata Sambhu. Greatest personalities actually. So he says, I am always engaged in offering obeisance to Lord Vasudev in pure Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Vasudeva is revealed without any covering. So this is what our life is. Because this is as a sadhakas, we have to do this in our life. Ups and downs will come. Ups and downs won't come, then only we should be worried actually. Ups and downs will come. Krishna says, Matras Pashastu Kaunteya, Sitoshna Sukha Dukkha, Sita Ushna. Now, winter, summer is finishing, slowly finishing, Melbourne summer. And then the winter will start. And then again summer will start. The middle also something else will come actually. Melbourne, all these combinations will come actually. So, we have to be prepared for that actually. Not that, today is summer, today is winter, I'm not going to stay. No, you still have to get up, still you have to cook, still you have to go to school, still you have to work. Everything has to happen. So same way in the life also, sometimes difficulties will come. We remain in a particular mode, then our activities will be in that mode. If you are in the mode of ignorance, your activities will be in the mode of ignorance. You know, we don't want to be. That at least minimum we have to come to the platform of sattva. We'll see Suddha Sattva a bit later. At least come to this level of platform of sattva and then jump from that sattva to Suddha Sattva. If you're just happy that, I'm already there, I'm already Brahminical, Sattva, that's good, that's very good. But we have to go above that mode. And then, that is why you say, Urdham Gacchanti Sattvastha. If you are in the Sattva Guna, you go upwards. Upwards means not upstairs, Prasadam Hall. Upwards, higher planetary system. That will go in 5 minutes. Urdham Gacchanti Sattvastha. Madhye Tishtanti Rajasa. If you are in the Rajas, passion, then you are in the middle planetary system. Ado gacchanti tamasa. If you are in the mode of ignorance, you go down. That is it. So we have to at least come to that level of urdham gacchanti sattvasta. From that sattva, then where the Lord Shiva talks about Suddha Sattva. That is the point we have to aim. We have to aspire for that. But that will happen by the mercy of the Guru, by the mercy of the spiritual master. That's why Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lada Beej. So this is the secret actually. It's not like Guru Krishna, because Guru gives the seed and then you develop it and then you get Krishna Bhakti. So that way Guru plays a very, very vital role in our life. It's not a need, it is a must. Krishna accepted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted, all the Acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, everybody accepted a Guru. Are you very special that you don't need anyone? So are we that big personality that I don't need anyone? We can't say that way. So we have to need that. So I'll stop here. Any Mahatma Prabhu, any comments and corrections, please say.
Hare Krishna, Karnath Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
For excellent class. So many points are coming to mind. First is, Sattam Kirtiyanto Maam Yajana Parapaste Tesham Yajvipta Naam Yokshema Vamham. Lord gives you a complete guarantee. You don't need any insurance policy.
Yes.
The biggest insurance policy, Yokshema, whatever you possess, I'll preserve, protect.
Whatever you lack, Krishna will carry.
I'll give you. So who can give you that? And that's why Prabhuji is saying a super soul is coming with us all the time. Whether we are insect or whether a mosquito, whether a fly, he's always coming to help us. But we want to ignore him. And about Lord Shiva's position, Lord Shiva says to Uma, Uma kaho main apna Jagatsap Sapna. That means Lord Shiva is saying to Mother Parvati that this whole world is like a dream. This is my experience. Uma kaho main
Satnam Bimna. Thank you, Prabhu.
Yeah. And Satnam Kirtyan Dumam. And now, the one very important thing which I want to highlight. Last night, my wife woke me up at 11:30 p.m. to tell me what is going on in Vrindavan. What Jayapataka Swami is doing, he has called about more than 1,000 people from around the world, and they are talking in Hindi. People coming from Europe, from America, from South of Brazil and all those places, they are talking how much we love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the preaching of Srila Prabhupada, that he has, they are making so many centers, wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in Vrindavan, they are making temple. So this is a great thing, and people are giving enormous money to make those footprints in those places. They are making a shelter, a house. So you can see that what Mahaprabhu said, that in every house and village, my name will be chanted. So this is what. So Prabhupada is the first one who should get the Bharat Ratna. Bharat Ratna is the first person who is giving so much chanting, so much information to everybody that just know Krishna. That's what Prabhupada, our preacher is telling, that we have to get initiation if you want to go to spiritual world. If you are stuck in the material world, then we are surrounded by the three modes of material nature and we can never get out. So we have to go to Shuddha Sattva.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. In the verse, I just got a question about it. It says one must conquer the modes of passion and ignorance. So putting goodness. So in the passion, we might need, like, suppose we're playing a sport or anything, we might need passion to win the game. So suppose a devotee is distributing books and he would need passion to distribute the books and get them all finished, right?
Yeah.
So what kind of passion would that be?
Yeah, that's a devotional passion. Because you have to have a passion. That what is the mood of, what is the ultimate attitude to this thing is, when you perform an activity for Krishna, somebody wants to, that's all, this is. So, what happens is, when you perform devotional service, what is your motive? You are passionate to please Krishna. The passion can be used in the service of the Lord. You are passionate, you want to distribute books, you want to have some kind of passion to do that. That's fine. That passion is very welcome, actually. But not passionate about for some of our own material thing, then that passion is not good. Okay. So sometimes, you have a sports. Okay. The sports is there, but at the end of the day, how we can connect that with Krishna? If you can, maybe you become a good sportsman, big sportsman, and you can preach the message of Krishna, that's okay. That passion is addressed. Understandable. But if you just want a postpone for just your own sake, that's not very good, actually. So that's why the operative bit is, what is your motive? If it is for pleasure of Krishna, then that is welcome. If it is your pleasure, then that's not very good, actually. That's why this is a very simple, I think Burijan Prabhu many times says this in the classes. This is kama and prema. Kama means Atma Indriya Preeti. Atma Indriya Preeti means my own sense gratification. That is called Kama. Krishna Indriya Preeti is called Prema. This is Krishna Indriya Preeti. Indriya Preeti you cannot avoid, actually. You have to do Indriya Preeti. But whose Indriya you are doing, satisfying? Kama. If you are just your sense gratification, that is called Kama. But Krishna sense gratification, Krishna Indriya Preeti, that is called Prema. So that you can understand like that. Okay.
One more example.
Yes,
Hanumanji,
yes.
He used anger.
Yeah, in the service of the Lord. Yeah, see, wonderful. See, this is what we need, actually. See, in the association of devotees, the different points, realizations will come. Yeah, you have a question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned how Lord Krishna will give everything, like he'll preserve what we have and give what we lack. But we see in the South African countries how much they need water and they don't get it. They have to walk so far to get it.
Yeah.
And we're also seeing in Bangalore that there's like a leakage of water.
Mm.
So how do we understand this? Is it because of the people's karma that they are
so the people's mismanagement, actually. Because is the there is one organization, they say that whatever the amount of food, whatever things are wasted, that can feed whole universe, the whole world they can feed. But they put in that thing in the ocean, then you can't keep Krishna as responsible for that. If there is some mismanagement because of some other thing, like some other political or I don't want to get into that thing. Anything because of that, it's Krishna has given everything free. All the sun is free, moon is free, water is free, air is free, everything is free. But if I do my own manipulation, my own politics, then things become very, then some people get affected, some people are, so yeah, that's also another, as you also right point. Yeah, because of whatever, according to the karma, whatever karma you do, you take birth in a pious family or your aristocratic family, or you take birth in a very poverty-stricken place, that is also possible. So we have to be very careful whatever activities we do now. That also a reminder for us, actually. Yeah. Not always we will be in a very flourishing country or affluent country. May not be. So if we perform sinful activity, we may not be get a chance again to get all the facilities, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai.
Govinda, అనంత కోడి వచ్చిన ముందుకి